Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Beis Halacha Zayin. Yom HaKippurim Uzman Tshuva Lakol, Vukeitz Mechilos Licha LiYisrael. Yom Kippur is a time for Tshuva. It's a time when Klal Yisrael receives Mechilos Licha. At first glance, the second half of the Rambam statement is simply explaining the first half. What the Rambam is saying is that the reason why Yom Kippur is a time for Tshuva is because it's a day when a person can achieve a kapara, even those averos for which tshuva alone is insufficient. According to this understanding, there's no special type of tshuva that one can do on Yom Kippur. It's just that Yom Kippur is an appropriate time for tshuva, so that a person can tap into the mechilus licha of the day. But perhaps the Rambam is saying something deeper here. Maybe the phrase Yom HaKippurim Zman Tshuva Lakol is telling us that there's a special type of tshuva that one can do on Yom Kippur, above and beyond the tshuva that we can engage in the rest of the year. What's that special kind of tshuva? In most of the tefillos of Yom Kippur, we say the long vidui, all of the alches, 9 times, twice in Maariv, twice in Shachris, twice in Musaf, twice in Mincha, and once in the Mincha before Yom Kippur. But in the Tefillah of Ne'ilah, the climax of Yom Kippur, we don't say Al-Chet Shechatanu Lefanecha. We take out that vidui, and in its place we say a Tefillah. Ata nosen yad laposhim v'mincha pshut v'lekabel shavim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you put out your hand to accept Balei Tshuva. What's the meaning behind this Tefillah? And why do we say a dafka when Yom Kippur is coming to a close? The Rav explained that this tefillah describes what the tshuva of Yom Kippur is really all about. Throughout the year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits for us to do tshuva. We have to make a strong push. We have to knock on the door hard enough, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets us in. He's poseach shar ledovke this tshuva. But on Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes further. He puts out his hand, kaviyachal. He gives us extra siyata d'shmaya to help us do tshuva. He's just waiting to see our ratzam, our desire. He's waiting to see how much we want to do tshuva, how much we want to improve, to do things differently this year. When he sees our mishtadlus, however small it is, he reaches out and he gives us the help we need to complete the job. Pischu li pesach kechudo shel machat, v'ani eftach lachem pesach kepischo shel ulam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, open your hearts just a little bit, and I'll open them wide, so wide that tshuva will seem a lot easier. The Rav gave a mashal. Imagine a businessman who's been working late at night. He's been busy, and he has to catch a train home, but he's running late. As he gets to the station, he hears the train's whistle blow. It's about to leave, but that's the last train. He has to make that train. So he starts running with his coat and his briefcase in hand. You can picture the scene. He races down the stairs, gets to the platform, and he sees that the train is moving. It's leaving the station. But he's desperate to get on that train. So he starts sprinting with all his energy. And just as he's about to give up, a train officer in the last car sees him running. And he goes out to the railing in the back of the train. He stretches out his hand. He leans down. He pulls the man aboard. Ata nosen yad laposhim v'mincha pshut l'kabel shalom. Stafka, when Yom Kippur is coming to a close, the sun's beginning to set, and sometimes we feel helpless. We've barely begun the process of tshuva, and the train's about to leave. Dirshu Hashem v'himotzo, during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so close to us, so much closer than he normally is. We feel his presence more. We feel a sense of Kedusha, but it's almost over, and we haven't finished the job. Our tshuva isn't complete. We want to improve. We want to do tshuva, but it seems like it's too late. Just then, Ata nosen yad laposhim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol stretches out his hand, and he pulls us up to him. That's when he gives us the extra siyata d'shmaya we need to do a real tshuva. To do a meaningful tshuva, a tshuva shleima, however small it might be. Maybe that's what the Rambam had in mind as well. Yom HaKippurim is man tshuva l'kol, means that Yom Kippur is not like any other day of the year. It's a special time for tshuva, because Yom Kippur is a day when we're given extra siyata d'shmaya to do tshuva. Haboli tayam esayin osa. If we want to come close, if we sincerely want to do tshuva, if we have the ratzon to change, to make this year something special, we have a guarantee that we'll get the siyata d'shmaya we need to accomplish our goal. But we have to take the first step. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should grant us the insight to understand how to properly do tshuva. May this be a year of tremendous bracha, v'hatzlacha, a year of Yeshuas v'nechamos for all of us. May we all be zoche to a gemar chasim ha-tova, v'shmas chayim v'shalom ulanu u'l'chol Yisrael.